Chamber Director Casey Flint is here. How you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Excellent. Good to have you back once again. We talked to you, last week? Little introduction to what was going on with you and the new Chamber Director, and you had your first meeting just the other day, didn't you?
I did, yes. Or we did, I suppose.
Survived it.
We did. Yeah.
Really, just one, this kind of one big event you guys are pretty much on your plate right now, isn't it?
Yes, Heritage Days definitely is the focus of conversation at the moment, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the meeting. I all the plans getting ready for this in just a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's coming up, I think a little less than 2 weeks mm-hmm. now. But yeah, really all we really talked about yesterday was just trying to get all of our nominations in. We did our voting, so we've got our parade marshal and grand marshal. And then senior royalty, of course, is coming up. But we've got all that ready, and we're super excited to announce all of that at the MNB Mixer.
All those deadlines have come and gone, and you're pretty close to getting everything kind of solidified, aren't you?
Yep. Yes, we are. So definitely stay tuned, and yeah.
That's terrific, and the schedule is set. Which you can find on
our website.
Yep,
themccookchamber.org. Also, we've got it on our Facebook page, and it's out there. So just check. It's in the newspaper. So keep your eyes out, and we've got it up. Got the order of events throughout the whole week.
As far as vendors, is there still time for vendors to get signed up, or is that deadline here and gone?
Yes, we still have a couple more days for our vendors to get signed up. Check for those deadlines on our Facebook page. I believe the deadline is October 4th, but I could be wrong on that. So double check me on our Facebook page and even our website.
So it's coming up here pretty soon. Nevertheless, it's coming up soon.
It's coming up soon. So definitely, yes, if you want to be a vendor or get a booth or anything like that, yeah, definitely start getting those in. Call me, email me.
Parade entries.
Yes. So if you would like a spot for our parade entry, I believe that deadline also is October 4th. Make sure you get those in if you would like your description announced while you go through the parade. You can still show up a little bit after that deadline. You can still have time to get registered. You just won't have that description for your float. It'll just be you get to be a part of the parade.
So please get all that in because we want descriptions, you know, whether a float or a band or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you
got to give you awards.
Exactly right. Yeah there's going to be judges. Up there, I take it on the
balcony
area. Yep. That's right. We'll be watching this whole thing, won't they?
They will. Yep.
And I'm sure we're going to have a number of bands that are going to be there, the high school bands.
Yep. Yeah. The whole band shell there on the 14th at the Norris Park. We are going to have, we'll have some dancing. We'll have cheerleaders. We'll have the band. And also during the parade, we'll have the band. We will have some horses. Cars, classic cars, of course, the floats for all the different businesses as well, whatever kind of float they want to do, candy. It'll be fun. We've got quite a few people listed up already. I think we're almost to 30. So.
That's good. That's great. You bet. And as you mentioned, the Chamber Mixer at MNB Bank, they will have a great spread of food that night, and all the honorees will be mentioned that night.
Yes, they will be. It will be announced.
You have also at Norris Alley that Thursday with the Community Foundation celebration that night.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep, we do. That'll be a super fun time. It'll definitely be more of a social event. So just come and meet everybody, meet the chamber. It's just right there in that, right between the Fox Theater and the Keystone Building, right down there. It's supposed to be a really fun event, so look forward to it.
Then that Friday, the Norris Institute breakfast over at McCook Christian Church.
Yes, we have that as well. We do have tickets for sale. They're in my office. I can sell them to you. Come up to the third floor at the Keystone Building, and if you want a ticket, they're $10 a ticket, and I can get those to you.
One thing I don't think has been talked about very much, it's a big event. Hillcrest Nursing Home 60th anniversary.
Yes, yeah.
That's a big event because they've been around a long time.
Yes, they have been, yes.
Good to have a home football game that night.
Yes.
I know they always try every year to kind of get it on a Friday where you have a home football game. Doesn't work out all the time, but this year it finally did.
It did, yes. We're actually going to do our presentations at those football games as well for our senior royalty. So.
Very good. Yeah. All right. What else? That Saturday, we've mentioned a few things on Saturday. The 5K road race in the morning. Mm-hmm. Parade starts at 9:30. And then, boy, everybody head up to the park at the band shell and enjoy everything, right?
Yes, it's going to be a big event. So even the stores that are open down on Norris, if you're just walking up, make sure you hit those on your way as well.
Food vendors?
Quite the few, yes. We have got everything from candies to ice creams and snacks, all the way up to barbecue and Food.
That's good.
Yeah.
Something for everyone that day.
Yes, there is.
And that'll be going all day on Saturday.
Yes. And also the YMCA is doing a family fun event there as well. They'll have like a family fun zone. So bring the littles. There's going to be something for everyone of all ages.
I see a cornhole tournament as well.
Yes. We will have that as well. Yes.
Super. All right. Yeah. Just going to be a great day and looking forward to that. Got a couple of weeks. Thanks. You got a lot of great sponsors helping you out with this event too.
We do.
You?
We really do. We've got a lot of great sponsors. We've got them all mentioned there on our pages and we'll hopefully get a couple more here soon and have them all plastered all over the place.
All right. Anything else with the meeting yesterday?
No, it really was just Heritage Days based.
That was it. Pretty much that is what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know coming up in October, when you get your October meeting, I think we talked about this the last time we talked, is holidays are going to be here before you know it. Yes. And the holiday promotions and everything the Chamber's involved in.
We're already starting next week. We'll be starting to talk a little bit about Noel on Norris. So we already got Christmas going and super excited for that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun this year.